Thank you very much. Hopefully you can see me.
We can. Thank you.
Okay, good. I can't see myself, that's all. Thank you. I'm sure this is a very valuable proposal from Altif. Whether we put it into the introduction to save us renumbering everything or actually put it in as a separate article, I'm not too fussed about, to be honest. I think the important thing is that if Altif could be so kind as to let us have some suggested wording, and then we can build it in, and then if potters wish to do so, then they can refine it. And it means also that our colleagues who are looking at this document in Russian and in English and in French, then obviously that would be very helpful. But I think as I'm saying this, I'm just seeing a note come up in English, but obviously that will need to be translated. But thank you, Baz. I wanted to answer more substantively the point that Mr. Petrov was asking concerning the definition of the parties. And I did refer to this when we were just taking a holistic view, if you like, of the model rules. There is a material change between the rules as they looked like last time we looked at them and as they look like now, in that the original concept was that we would incorporate the rules by contract between the parties, and therefore the parties, if you like, would be the parties to the agreement. And if you look at the original draft, it actually created some wording which parties would incorporate in their contracts, and therefore by reference the rules would apply under the terms of that agreement. There were unfortunately two problems with this approach that we gradually realized, and I'm sorry if I was a little slow on this. One is that, of course, you don't have a situation where a party agrees to apply the rules in cases A, B, and C, but not in cases D, E, and F. Essentially, you want to have a situation where an individual party has agreed to be bound by the rules, period. And if you just incorporate the rules by a contract, it depends on the contract. And then what happens if the contract runs out? Does that mean the party is no longer bound by the rules? So that was a little bit of a practical problem. And the second practical problem was, as we've explored this whole idea further, as became clear, is that there were going to be situations where either because a government has required an operator to do this, or because there is a need to apply the rules as part of a creditor registering a non-consensual interest. In other words, he doesn't have to have the agreement of the debtor to register the interest, whether it's a government or a private claimant. The only way to get past that is to reshape the system whereby the parties make a unilateral declaration that they will be bound by the rules. So what happens then is that rather than a contract, let's say a leasing contract, would not say the parties agree to be bound by the rules. What it would say is that the debtor, because he's ultimately in control of the asset, the debtor agrees that it will adopt the rules and be bound by them. And then what is envisaged is that the debtor then makes a formal declaration to the registrar, and the registrar then records on the International Registry website that this particular company has adopted the rules. And that way you have one system. Otherwise you end up with two systems. You end up with one system where the parties agree between themselves that the rule applies, but only in certain cases. And then you have to have a system for these non-consensual interests anyway. Otherwise the claimant can't register his interest. So we simplified it ultimately by stipulating that there should just be a unilateral adoption of the rules, just like an ISO rule, by an individual party. That will be recorded, will be publicly available, so that creditors and indeed other parties can see whether an individual company or operator has adopted the rules, and that opens the way also for governments to say to keepers and operators, look, in our country, we do want you to apply the rules, and therefore you should make this declaration now, regardless of what the contractual requirements are in particular financing. So to answer Mr. Petrov's question, the parties are no longer parties to an agreement. The parties are the parties who have adopted these rules as a matter of a unilateral declaration, which has been set out, the wording has been set out in Article 1.3 of the Model Rules. Thank you.